Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
History. When he retired, he had all the records, but then Brady played longer and ended up breaking all of his regular season records.
You know what I like about Stathead these days, Pony? The football reference feature? You can just compare two players against each other, and they'll highlight in green who won which stat. I'm doing it right now.
Did maybe Ben throw fewer interceptions because he played?
No. Here are the ones that are highlighted in green. They each get one in green because they went 1-1 as playoff starters. Manning 3-0 in the regular season. Ben leads Manning in the following categories. They're tied in titles, obviously. He threw fewer interceptions than Manning, but he also attempted over 7,000 fewer passes, almost 8,000 fewer. He leads him in rushing attempts, rushing yards, rush yards per attempt, and rushing touchdowns. He barely, however, leads him in rushing TDs, which is wild.
There's got to be a way to show an expression of love for everything Ben Roethlisberger accomplished here on the day he was drafted and not say outlandish things like, I take him over Peyton Manning.
Do you think?
And I love those guys in the morning, and clearly it struck a chord with me because we're talking about it right now. So job well done, boys.
Crowley sitting here listening to this going, mission accomplished.
Yes. And Adam Crowley is just sitting there like, can we, again, we're talking about Ben in a very uplifting way, so you don't want to turn into a contentious argument, I get, but we're really going to say Ben was better than Manning?
How many quarterbacks do you go through before I say that to you, right? Like, Ben was better than blank. Now, you and I would say Ben was better than Brady. Hell no, Ben wouldn't even say that. Ben was better
than
Manning.
You're right, he would not say that.
Ben was better than Manning. I don't think Ben would say that either. Although I think he would at least consider it because he went into Manning's house and beat him in a huge game. Ben was better than Rodgers. I actually don't think Ben would say that, even though he's got more Super Bowls. He knows how talented Rodgers is. I think in terms of guys who had prodigious records, we all know the line for Ben personally where he would start to say, wait a minute.
Well, he would say Montana. He would say Montana was better than him too, for sure.
He would not say Breeze was better than him, though, and that's the guy who has a lot of huge statistical numbers where Ben, I think, clearly felt he was better.
I agree with you on that.
Would he say, like, would he even have an opinion on himself versus a John Unitas?
Probably. I think he would look at all the championships Unitas won and say he was better than me.
What would he say about Steve Young? A guy who a lot of Niners fans even thought his apex was better than Montana.
I think you were going to ask me, like, where do I get to a point in the what about hierarchy
Elway, his
of quarterbacks?
Idol.
No, he's not better than Elway. He's
Marino.
Not. He's not. I know the guy's got zero. Does anybody in Pittsburgh want to say Ben Roethlisberger was a better quarterback than Dan Marino? I don't. I don't feel in
Penn
good.
Penn State grads?
But I think even then, there's like a...
Bradshaw's the one that's interesting.
And admiration
to me.
For... Yeah, and that's like a total...
It's personal.
Yeah, that's a personal thing, but also a generational thing. But even guys that are Donnie's age will say that Ben was better than Bradshaw. My father-in-law is one of those guys who watched both play and thinks Ben's better. So that's like you get to that, right? Like that's the sweet spot where you start, I think, to most people that are not completely biased and in the tank for Ben will start to like have, I think, very reasonable robust debates about these guys. I think the Steve Young one is legitimate. Even though Young won two MVP awards, he did not have the longevity that Ben had. He had maybe 7 or 8 great years, and Ben was a franchise quarterback for 18.
Here's another one.
So I think that's close. I think that
if Patrick Mahomes' career ended right now, he's better than Ben. Anyone arguing that?
No, I don't think so.
Shouldn't be.
No, because I think also people are prisoner of the moment, and they're watching Mahomes just school the NFL right now and win back-to-back championships. And yeah, so yeah, no one would say that.
But also, like, even in accomplishments, it's already good enough from Mahomes.
Like, Doran said that he would put Ben in his top 10 quarterbacks of all time. Would you do that?
No. I had this debate with somebody yesterday in my DMs.
But here I'm doing it again. Like, I'm framing this as it sounds like a negative-sounding take shots at Ben conversation, and it shouldn't be.
Can we play a little fun game, then? We'll do it lighthearted, because I did have this, where does he rank all time? And I know there's going to be like a Johnny Unitas type, although I'll mention him. I'm going to name a quarterback, right? I'm going to start counting on my fingers here on the live video feed. I'm going to name a quarterback. You and I come to a consensus. If they're better than Ben, thumb up or finger up. Here we go. Ready?
What's Donnie going to do? Just pretend like he's not here? Like, well, he's the kid at the top of the stairs,
Donnie,
watching his parents
Donnie,
argue and he can't be included?
Flip that mic open. If we get a 2/3 majority or better, that guy is seen as better than Ben. Let's go with the obvious ones where I'm going to run through them. And unless somebody objects, like at a wedding at the end, we just keep going. Brady, Manning, Montana, Rodgers, Unitas.
Everybody. Mahomes.
Mahomes, 6. Elway, 7.
Marino,
8.
Favre,
9. 3 straight MVP awards. That's an easy one. It shouldn't be difficult or overthought. Breeze, for me, is better than
him.
He
is for me, too.
So that's 10 right there.
He's the most accurate quarterback in NFL history.
I know he played in a dome, but if you go look at the Drew Breeze stats when he wasn't in a dome, he was still very good.
The thing I don't get about the Breeze dome, like, we have to be fair across the board with it then. Do we discount what Marino did because he got to play November and December games in Miami? Where the weather was...
Well, you can say that even more about Breeze because they're playing in another dome in Atlanta.
No, I know you can, but I'm saying
Marino got to play half his games
in pretty good weather unless there was like a torrential downpour or hurricane there. That was an advantage for
people,
sure.
People ding Drew Breeze because it's fully climate controlled, and I also think it's because if Drew Breeze was 6'4", 220, no one would ding him and say he played... Does anyone actually say, and Breeze is better than this guy, does anyone look at Matt Ryan who just retired and say... Listen, Matt Ryan here, okay, this guy played half his games in a dome. No, because he cut the profile of a quarterback who looked like he was out of central casting.
If anything, Breeze would be higher on the list if he was the size of most quarterbacks.
That's what I'm saying here is, like, people use the dome argument against Drew Breeze because they're like, well, he was 6 feet tall and he got propped up by perfect conditions.
Couldn't they use it for the first 3 quarters of Manning's career?
Yes.
But
nobody does because he was central casting.
Well, maybe Whaley and Doran did. This morning.
Also, Breeze was good in San Diego. It wasn't like Drew Breeze sucked when he played there.
I know, another place with great
weather.
Yes,
fine,
though.
Whatever. All right, let's get into the guy, Jim Kelly. Better than Ben? Yes.
No, okay. I don't think so.
I'll go with guys who are in the Hall of Fame. Warren Moon right now.
No.
Dan Fouts.
I'd pick Ben.
Fouts, no. Fouts, close. I mean, he retired, I think, as
Bradshaw.
The leading passer in NFL history.
Put your cards on the table. Terry Bradshaw, yes or no?
I would say Bradshaw was better.
Same with me. 4 is a lot more than 2. And he played, this matters to me, he played great, by and large, in big-time playoff games. He was the driving force behind
Super Bowls. I
think
there's a debate on Staubach from the 70s, too, against Ben.
So now we're getting to the point now where I'm not too surprised because I know you're a student of the game, Pony, and the history of the game, but I'm even saying when I said 10 to 12 in a discussion with somebody earlier, I think I have to revise that to he's more like, not charitably, but he's probably closer to like 15th or 17th best. And if you're the 15th or 17th best quarterback, roughly, whoever lived, you by definition, to get to the crux of what Crowley started this with, you aren't an all-time great. You are an obvious...
You cut that off at 10?
For me, the all-time greats list, like when I think of just the pantheon, right? It's guys like Brady. Mahomes is on the track. If he plays 5 more years, it's easy. Jim Brown's an all-time great. You know what I mean? Jerry Rice is an all-time great. Frankly,
well, how many
Randy
all-time
Moss's.
Greats does the Steelers franchise have in its history? How many all-time greats do they have?
Joe Green, I think, for significance to the franchise and how good he was, has to be one.
I think they have two at center. I think Webster and Dawson.
Oh, see, I can't put Dawson in there. I can't.
Just because he didn't win a Super Bowl?
I just can't put him in there.
Is Rod Woodson an all-time great? Is he one of the 10 best corners of all time?
I think Woodson is an all-time
great. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I think Woodson is.
Is Mel Blount an all-time great?
Actually, this is a good exercise here, Donnie. This is great rubric. If you're a top 10 guy all-time at any position, I think you have a pretty good case as an all-time great. That means AB, for me, is an all-time great despite being a world-class screwball. Woodson is, because I think Woodson, I mean, I know what Blount was, I was told about what Mel Blount did in the 70s, but I think Woodson's all-time underrated.
Wait a minute, so are we universally agreeing that at his own position or job, Antonio Brown ranks higher on the all-time list than Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
He does, for me.
That's crazy. I think I agree with you guys.
I mean, I think there's also...
Can't you say that about multiple other Steelers? Faneca, Polamalu?
I think it's a little bit tough with the position, too. Like, it's pretty easy to name, like, a lot of great quarterbacks.
Because we think about them so much.
Whereas, like, other positions...
Is Franco a top 10 running back ever?
I don't think he or the bus are.
I think
Franco's closer. Franco was a few yards away from catching Jim Brown when he retired. So I'm going to say yes, he is.
Okay, but like, yeah. Okay, is Jack Ham an all-time linebacker? Is he a top 10? Like, he would be a coverage linebacker
yes.
kind of guy.
I'm going to say yes.
He's like
that.
In the Derek Brooks mold, right?
Yes.
So I say yes to that, too. Is Lambert a top 10 inside backer?
I think so.
That's where you're getting weighty, though, because then you've got your Singletaries. You've got Dick Butkus. You've got
Dick
Lewis.
Butkus.
And R.I.P.
I was going to say something former again, but it just...
What have you said? What have you said? Ah, yes, former Montour head coach,
it
Dick
just
Butkus.
Happened, and I didn't feel right.
Did we say Polamalu?
To me, he's closer to a top 10 safety of all time, yeah, than Ben. Like, I can go Ronnie Lott, Ed Reed, and a couple other guys, but I can't name too many before I get to Polamalu.
Yeah, I think he's, like, at worst.
But
like
I think the
five.
Number of quarterbacks that should be considered should be bigger than the other positions.
Because
that
it's
was
a harder
my,
position.
That was my thinking.
Okay, so
like,
do you
want
to extend it to top 20?
At quarterback, should that be top 20?
I don't think it should be top 20 centers, but I think it should be top 20 quarterbacks. Yeah.
Then he's going to get in there as a top 20 quarterback.
That's how I would do it. It's the most important position in the sport.
Near the later end, then.
I'm fine with that. I still think he's an all-time great.
My definition is very much in the mists here. It's when you watch the guy, did you think, God, almost nobody was ever better than that guy? My list of actual all-time greats is more like top five at every position. If we're really getting technical.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Seeing those increasing in auto and home insurance premiums, contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Well, we're trying to read tea leaves here. Steelers today cleared $7 million in cap space. They're focused on the draft. The draft is tomorrow night. And yet, in the midst of all that, they took time today to clear up $7 million in cap space by restructuring Alex Highsmith's deal. Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala of the NFL on CBS, based right here in Pittsburgh. She had Bill Cowher and his family over at her house last week, so she know you know she's big time. Aditi, your thoughts on what this means, clearing up this money right now?
This is what they do, though. This is what Omar Khan, even before he was the general manager, always did, is he's a magician with clearing space and juggling contracts and all of that. I wouldn't read too much into it happening the day before the draft. Other than it was something that was going to be done. It's something they wanted to have done, and now it just gives them some extra flexibility.
The only reason I don't take issue with that explanation, but I'm still given pause, and I can't shake the thought that it's not coincidental, Aditi, is he's so good at this, and the people he now has doing that job that he used to do, like working the cap for him, underneath him in this organization. Like, couldn't you do it almost any other day? Like, you get through the draft, you've done all that, and then you say, okay, now we're going to clear up a couple things with Highsmith's deal, for example. Like, the fact that it happens before the draft is interesting, to me at least.
Mosley, let me just tell you, sometimes we read way, way, way too much into
now, working with Andrew, I would not know what that's like. I would not know what that's like. He's never done it.
You know what? A few years ago, I was not at liberty, or I didn't feel that I was at liberty to say this, but when Kenny Pickett was drafted, it took seemingly a long time to get his rookie deal done. And it turned into this, oh my goodness, what is it? What's going on? Why isn't it happening? What's happening? Well, the truth of the matter is that his agent's father, late father now, was very, very ill. And the Steelers were giving his agent space and time to breathe and to be with his dad. And everybody was turning this into this huge, like, oh my goodness, there's a story behind the story. There is something to this. And there was nothing to it.
Well, I give myself credit because I don't remember myself doing that. So you must have texted me and let me know, hey, abort mission.
The stop sign up. Do not do that. Yes, I think I did say let's not, because this was one where people were like, oh, is Kenny Pickett trying to get more?
Aditi, should I be hurt by the fact that you didn't put up that stop sign for me, or should I feel good about the fact that perhaps you just didn't think you needed to, mowing me the way you do, that I wouldn't go in that direction?
I have to be perfectly honest with you. I think that Pony likes to find a controversy and stir the controversy a little bit more than you do. So perhaps I didn't think that you needed the warning. Hey, this one isn't one to turn into.
All right, I'm going to take that as a compliment, Aditi. Let's get into.
You have never met a nothing burger, right? Nothing burger just does not exist to you.
Let's do the wide receivers here. What do you think happens with Brandon Ayuk?
I don't think he's coming to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Do you think he's going to be in San Francisco?
I should hedge. I should, from my understanding, everything that you're hearing out of San Francisco is indeed sincere. They really do want to keep him. They don't feel that the relationship is fractured. They don't think that this is the end of the world. And I would again remind you that Lamar Jackson was at one point asking for a trade, and all of a sudden he's signed a new deal and happy as can be and will be, for in his mind and in the Ravens' mind, writing out his career in Baltimore. So even if to the outside world it seems as if there's some sort of unrest, from what I've been told, San Francisco is still very intent on making something happen there.
How about Cam Sutton in Denver?
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, not Cam Sutton.
Gosh,
Cortland
big
Sutton.
Mistake. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mulsey.
I'm not as plugged in on whether I think that he's a good target or not. So I'll reserve.
Like a good target for them, or a guy that's being actively shopped, like to
a guy that is being actively shopped at the moment.
Okay.
But there is a possibility tomorrow night. Of course, I'm here in Detroit. I'm talking to you from Detroit, so I'm kind of locked in on the draft. There is a possibility that the Broncos don't stand pat. And so obviously there is a possibility that there are certain pieces that could be packaged together. But that would not necessarily apply to the Steelers, since the Steelers are choosing after the Broncos.
Aditi, are you hearing anything right now on the eve of the draft about the Steelers being motivated to move up or down in the first round from pick 20?
I mean, this is way, way, way above my pay grade, but here's what I'll tell you. After spending the morning with these prospects, I would do everything I could to move up for J.C. Latham. Like, that's just what I would do. I found him. First of all, he is enormous, 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 enormous. He's got all of the personality and fight and edge and confidence that you would want out of an offensive lineman. I got him and Dallas Turner to mix it up about practice. I know this is like beyond far-fetched, but when you talk about building a line and needing pieces that will be the stalwarts of your line and build a line that once again will be one of the best lines in all of the National Football League, I don't know. I like that.
He's a plug-and-play guy, I feel like.
Yeah, why do you think that's far-fetched, Aditi? Why do you think the Steelers making a move for him is a little bit far-fetched?
Maybe it's not as far-fetched. I think that it all depends on how many quarterbacks go off the board. You know, I think we're fully expecting four to go high, to go in the top 10.
Yep.
Oh, you think it'll be five?
Yes, I do. I think someone will move up to either Arizona spot or the Chargers spot right now.
Yep. I mean, I love J.J. McCarthy, but I will also tell you that I have
Malzi thinks he stinks
today.
Malzi thinks he absolutely blows.
Oh, hold on a second. Now,
am I mischaracterizing the situation?
You're using very harsh language to make me sound like a very mean guy, which I sometimes am.
That's what you've said about him off the air.
I would have a lot of trepidation about a guy who was not asked to do a ton for a powerhouse being my team's new franchise top five type quarterback.
You know, Andrew Luck didn't throw a ton of passes in college either.
Well, you don't want to know my thoughts on Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Mulsey also thought Andrew Luck was overrated.
Okay. But I will also remind you, because I've shared this with you before, that Bill Belichick told me earlier this year that no quarterback ever gets yards. It's about the guy he gets the ball to that gets the yards. And the best quarterbacks are the ones that can get the ball to the right guy in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many guys, it's funny because I had this conversation actually on Saturday with a bunch of Pitt football players. How many guys in the league are really putting the team on their back and winning on their own? Mahomes is one. Who else?
Josh Allen was doing a lot of that. Josh was before.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Ask your son about that one. He would agree with me.
Yeah. We won't go there. But anyway, I was very, very, very impressed by Jaden Daniels. Let's say six go. Let's say, if not six, five quarterbacks go early. And then, of course, you know that there's going to be a run on those wide receivers as well. It is possible that I think that this is such a dynamic tackle, that this is such a dynamic young man who comes from the best of programs and the best of preparation. I just don't know that Latham is sitting there at 20.
How early?
You might not have to move a lot. You might have to just move a little bit.
What they did last year.
Well, how early in that first round, Aditi, do you think the tackle run starts? Because most people are forecasting that there will be a significant run on those guys. When do you think it actually starts? Because if it starts at like pick 8 or 9, the Steelers, I feel like, are in trouble if they want him.
If the Chargers take one.
Right, or if it starts at pick 12 or 13, that's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know, because I still sort of think that I really like Malik Nabers too. I mean, again, I like these wide receivers. I don't know that the Giants are taking a tackle as much as they're taking a wide receiver. I mean, yep, they will take whoever's best available, but they also need to fit some needs. And if they're going to give Daniel Jones this last year, you got to give him someone to throw to. And I also think that there are some really dynamic defensive players here. I can't believe that we're talking about a draft where potentially there's not a defensive player taken in the top 10.
Yep.
But I think once you see one of those edge guys go, you know, they always say, right, the way you build a team is first the guy that throws the ball, and then second, the guy that messes up the guy that throws the ball. So it stands to reason that those edge players, those edge rushers, defensive players, and those two corners are pretty darn impressive too, that those guys all go before there is a run on offensive tackles.
Aditi, let's close on this, because I know you're in Detroit and you got a lot of people to talk to, and you deserve that all the time with them. Give us a steep, because you did this 2 years ago. You called the Kenny Pickett pick. Last year, I think you got one of their day two picks right, so your crystal ball has been smoking.
No. Last year, I said at 17, I thought the Steelers would get Christian Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Steelers moved up.
Right.
And the pick at 17 was indeed Christian Gonzalez.
Okay, so you're 2 for 2 for us. We need then, this is your educated guess, but it's been so good we got to ask for it. Your Steelers draft prediction. What do you think happens?
I don't feel nearly as confident this year as I did the last two. The last two I felt very locked in. And I also may be sort of letting my gut go in the way of things. I think a very safe pick is Mims. But
give us a dark horse.
I could see a world where Latham could get to them in a reasonable way.
That works for us.
That's a hedge, isn't it?
It is a hedge. Like, since I want them to draft Mims, I'm just going to write down that you said Mims at 20, because that's the pick I actually want them to make.
Aditi, enjoy Detroit. A lot more to do there than people think. So have fun, and we'll talk next week, okay?
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya. I kind of made that last point up. I don't really know. Actually, there's the Ford Museum, and it's not just the cars. Henry Ford has this gigantic museum. He bought the house that Edison grew up in, and it's just in this complex.
Henry Ford, bad guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Real bad guy.
He bought the house, the log cabin. Really? Of Abe Lincoln, and it's there.
Really?
He bought the bus that Rosa Parks protested on, and it's there.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, all this stuff.
Like
he loved
the original
Edison.
Henry Ford, right?
Yeah.
You know that he
was
almost,
obsessed with Edison.
You know, he almost sank the company, right? He was so obsessed with
Edison,
not,
also a bad guy. Didn't he steal all of Tesla's stuff?
He did. Ford, I think, a worse guy. Some of the people he liked throughout history. You know that he was so obsessed with not changing the Model T, even though the competition was like getting up to speed and starting to pass them. He almost sank the company in the late 20s. He just was like, nope, the Model T, my baby, it's good enough. We haven't made changes to it in 20 years. Let's just keep it rolling.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Donnie plans on coming clean and in great detail. Brought to you by Wetgo. Go unlimited. Visit getgocafe.com/unlimited. Donnie?
The Debrief, April 24, 2024. Saw this chart put out this morning. Adam Schefter tweeted it out. The info came from Paul Hembo, who's one of the producers on Get Up. He always has like the little trivia questions if you ever watch
name.
That show.
Paul yep. Hembo.
Yeah, I think the trivia part is called Sneaky Hembo. So he tries to stump those guys. However, this chart is the percentage of first round picks that they chart as hits or misses. Now, here's what I don't like about it. It's that it bases it completely on whether or not that player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them.
Okay.
Not necessarily like if the guy is really good or if the guy totally flopped.
So A.J. Brown would be a miss because he signed his second contract with the Eagles.
Yes. Very few running. I would imagine running backs are in deep trouble here.
And then you would think like someone like Daniel Jones, they consider a hit all because he signed that second deal. I would think Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he counts as a hit because he technically signed a second deal.
So not a perfect metric.
You know what? So F this chart. I'm with Donnie on this. If you're bringing this up to crap on this producer,
I don't agree. I actually don't think he is.
I like your segment better than whatever this guy's got up his
sleeve.
Well,
I mean,
I think you're going to be interested in this, Pony.
I do like what the chart does show. I also might be wrong on Edwards-Helaire because it encompasses the 20 drafts that took place between 2000 and 2019. Edwards-Helaire was what
not,
year? Like 20.
I thought he was 21.
That's what I thought. Anyway, but he would be an example, I guess, of someone that counts as a hit. So, okay. Percentages from top to bottom.
Anyway.
Percentages from top to bottom of positions that hit well.
Okay.
Center, 11 out of 12, 92%. Tackle, 59%. 38 hits, 26 misses out of that. Guard, 50%, 14 and 14, 28 total players. Linebacker, 48% on 50 total players. Quarterback, 46%. But again, you think of somebody like Daniel Jones gets thrown in there, counts
yep.
as a hit. Edge, 104 total players at edge rusher, 44%.
I don't know why, this is the total number of edge rushers drafted jumped out to me.
I know, but I mean, that's...
goes back to what Aditi just said.
I feel
go
like
get the guy that hits the quarterback.
That's a pretty impressive total to me for 104 players. D-tackle, 40% out of 60 players. Now we get to the red area where it's under 40% hits. Corner, 38%. Running back, 38%. Corner, there were 71 total. Running back, 48 total. Safety, 34%. Only 14 hits to 27 misses. Tight end, which oddly the Steelers had one that was a hit. Only 8 players as hits, 16 as misses, 33% hit rate. Wide receiver, 27%. 56 misses out of 77 total players.
So on that note, you know who's a miss? Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes.
Correct.
You know who's a hit?
Not
Terrell Edmonds.
Holmes, not a good pick.
Edmonds, solid.
Yeah, yes. that's where I see a complete flaw in this system. Like, it was neat, like the chart itself. Like, okay, that's interesting.
Donnie brought this up for one reason. The safest position to draft in the first round, the big centers. That's why he brought it up.
Trivia question.
And right behind him.
Offensive
tackles. The tackles and guards.
Trivia question. You know who the center is who did not get a second contract from his team? Malsey's going to get this.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Remember, between 2000 and 2019.
Yeah, I know.
Center who did not get a second contract.
Yeah, Malsey's got this one.
I think you're giving me way too much
credit. I'm trying to think of who it is.
Well, now it's going to be one of those ones, Donnie, that when he says it and I don't get it, I'm going to be fuming.
You're going to go, oh, you're going to go,
AFC or NFC drafted team?
AFC.
Dude, why am I such a moron? I don't know.
Your doppelganger, Billy Price.
Yeah, he sucked, dude. He's about as good as Chris Mueller would have been as a football player.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.